This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Welcome. It's the Friday morning episode. Top Flight Time Machine. The weekend lies before us like a tempting lagoon. Let's see. Don't know why I said that. There we go.
I think it's more like a puppy lying on its back, its big pink tongue lolloping out the side of its mouth, with its eyes looking at you like, tickle me tummy, tickle me tummy. Go on, Dad, tickle me tummy. That's what the weekend is.
That's
looking at
the
me
weekend,
like.
And it'll all be wriggling all over the place once you start tickling it. Fantastic. Bring it on. God, yeah. I love the weekend. What are you doing this weekend, Sam? Got any plans?
Well, it's my it was my dad's 80th on Tuesday, but I didn't see him. He went out with his numerous siblings.
All right.
We went for lunch, but on Saturday, we're having a little tea party.
Oh.
I say little. It's all of his numerous children and all of our numerous children all round at my brother's house. And we'll see how that goes. Who knows?
So, we're going to be fine for anecdotes next week, then.
Well, who knows? Well, I hope that... You know what? What do I hope? I hope that it's a time for love.
Mm-hmm.
That we are all able to express our love for my father and mm-hmm. indeed for each other, because family is so important. And
yeah.
We can all say, Dad, not only do we love you, but also we love what you helped build here with this family. And we know that there's been ups and downs, and we know you haven't always been perfect, but who is perfect? Now is the time for letting go
mm-hmm.
of any emotional baggage, any anger or bitterness.
Yeah,
and remembering
definitely.
That love is the most important thing. And he goes, son, or whoever, you know, I envisage it being me doing the most inspirational speech, but I'm fine if someone else does, although I just think I'm the best.
I think it should be you.
Anyway,
you've generated the idea, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a good speaker.
You are,
right?
Yeah,
I'm a powerful speaker.
Not only are you Britain's top journalist, you're also one of Britain's top broadcasters.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that I've got what it takes. But, you know, if someone else wants to have a crack, fair enough. Have a crack, mate. But I'm right behind you.
You've got 30 seconds.
And then he says, listen, I know I haven't been the perfect father at times, but I've always loved all of you. And I'm sorry for, you know, the things that I've done, but... You know, I have always loved you, and I'm a human being, and you know, and that's difficult. All parents are human beings, and sometimes you don't realise that when you're growing up. You expect them to be perfect or ideal, and it just isn't possible. And I'm flawed, but I love all of you, and I'm proud of all of you. And Sam, I'm particularly proud of you, but I'm proud of all of you.
Mm.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. It could go something like that. I mean, I'm doing an idealised version, but whatever. What it could end up with is me throwing offal at him.
Again,
Because he'll have turned up, we'll have made quite a big effort to lay on something nice, and he could turn up like he's doing us all a favour and has got the right fucking hump that we've dragged him out of his rig to attend this event.
Yeah, on the weekend.
If anyone expresses anything even remotely sentimental, like, you know, even mentioning the word love or family or how important, he'll roll his eyes and belittle you for it.
Yeah.
And then he'll just cunt you off about something fundamental to do with your existence.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know if there's going to be offal being served. A lot, you know, obviously there'll be a few vegetarians there. It's supposed to be a tea party with kids. Kids don't tend to like offal, do they?
Not really. No.
It's
not the young'uns these days, I don't think, are into the offal quite so much. As say we were when we were younger.
Yeah, so...
But it'll end in tears, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I'm saying that if there's not a lot of offal there, then I might have to throw some cake.
Yeah, well, it'll be trifle, maybe. Trifle.
I'm just looking at my microphone here, mate, and right. I'm paranoid because we had a few Lampards getting in touch going, oh, I wasn't happy with the audio levels on the last two episodes. Yeah, well, fucking listen to a podcast where the audio levels are right, even if the content's shit.
Anyway. Well, I can't disagree with them, to be fair, but...
Okay, but listen, I'm a bit worried because the bars when I talk are going right up to max, even though I'm holding the microphone quite far away.
Are they?
That's not right, is it?
Well, I wouldn't think so. Are there audio input settings on it for sound levels that you've messed with?
Let's try and fucking find
out. I don't know.
Input. Right.
This is descending into a farce already. In the meantime, can I just, I'll just, while you're doing that, I'll just talk briefly about, I did see a post about your dad's 80th birthday by your brother Theo. Yeah, by your brother Theo the other day. Yeah. And I didn't say that you posted anything about your dad's birthday, but Theo did.
Well, do you know what I did? I fucking sent my dad a message, because I don't need to, it's like couples who go, I love you so much on Facebook. It's like, I'm fucking living my life. I'll tell her to her fucking face. I don't have to tell her on Facebook. I find it astounding when people do that stuff. But anyway, yeah, it's very nice of my brother to post something. I'm not criticising him, but what I am saying is that I sent my dad a message. It was heartfelt. And did I get a fucking response? Did I fuck?
Was it just a text message or like a voice message?
So what's that, mate? Which I think...
Yeah, on a group or one-to-one?
No, it was a one-to-one WhatsApp. And it was... I think a WhatsApp's quite good. I think it's more meaningful than a text. Yeah. But less of a hassle than actually doing something with your voice.
Yeah, well, it's easy to do a WhatsApp voice message, though, isn't it? You could have done that. You know, and he could have heard your voice on his birthday.
Some people do that. No. Anyway, what did my brother's message say about my dad's
birthday? Well, it wasn't specifically, it just mentioned your dad's birthday in passing, and it just said that they'd watched the Jimmy Graves documentary together.
Oh, yeah.
That we were talking about the other day.
Yeah.
And I just thought I'd mention that and just reiterate again, because I hadn't seen the documentary when we mentioned it last week. Fucking hell, what a great film that was. Have you seen it? Have you got BT Sport?
I've got to watch it. I've got to watch it. I have got BT Sport.
You've got to watch it. It is so good. It is so good.
Is it as good as the clip of him going mad at the weathermen on TVAM?
That's not included, sadly.
That's the best thing I've seen this year.
That's not included, sadly. It's a more serious portrait of the man. It doesn't actually touch on his TVM years whatsoever.
Weird.
And there's only a small amount about the Satan Greavesy years.
Really?
But it's all about his, well, you know, his football career and then his alcoholism. Drinking. It is really, really good. Yeah,
yeah,
got to see it.
I was a big fan. My brother, I did see that post my brother did, as it happens, and I saw another one of him and a photo of him with Jimmy Greaves, which is a remarkable picture. I said to him on Twitter, you want to get that framed, mate? Because I was like, fucking hell. That's almost like if there was a picture somewhere of me with... Well, there is a picture of me with Trevor Brooking, I suppose, which is similar. But it's obviously Lineker and Hansen are getting in the way in that picture.
Getting
as well.
Photoshopped out.
A picture of me with Bobby Moore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking incredible. Or you with Kevin Phillips.
You could get that picture of you and Brooking and Lineker and Hansen and get it photoshopped and get the Lineker and Hansen replaced by me and another picture of me.
I'm actually going to do that. So I'm getting quite into Photoshop recently.
So you've got Delaney, Brooking, Dawson and Dawson on the same picture.
That is a brilliant idea, and that could be the new... I'm thinking maybe later this year we should change up our Top Flight Time Machine logo, and I think that would be a strong contender.
I think it would be.
Because I think it would be suitably confusing to would-be listeners as well.
Yeah. What is this, and why are there...
What is this? There's two Andy Dawson, Sam Delaney, and then that Trevor Brookings with them as well. What is the high concept? What is the format? Because so many podcasts now have formats, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, what it is, it's called Two Brookings and a Dawson. And every week we get a different celebrity guest on. And by celebrity, I mean another podcaster. Yeah, exactly. A podcaster, basically. And he comes on and we say, okay, here's the concept. You're on an island with Trevor Brooking and two Andy Dawsons. We want to know what you cook them, what film you show them, and how you fuck them. Go. Oh, well, I really thought long and hard about this. And I thought, what kind of dish would two Andy Dawsons and Trevor Brooking all enjoy? And in the end, the only thing I could think of was liver and onions.
I've come up with a new idea for a podcast called Fantasy Corner Shop. Now, what it is, I get one of my podcast mates to come round, and he tells me if he was to open a corner shop, what would be the six items he would stock above anything else in the corner shop? And at the end, he tells me how he would deal with a bat-wielding intruder.
That's the fun bit at the end. Oh my god, yeah, podcasting's eating itself, hasn't it? Oh, well.
Oh god, yeah.
It was fun while it lasted.
Now, we've pivoted to video, haven't we? Obviously.
Yeah.
If you're not aware, we've released our first film this week, exclusively to the Iron Filing Society members, although it will be coming to everyone quite soon. Because I thought that's what we agreed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I don't want to be too open about that because I'm thinking that we could use this as bait to get more IFS.
I didn't say when. I mean, it might be like, you know, July, but
if you're impatient and all the best people are, you'll probably just want to spend that £3 now just to see the film that some people are tipping for glory at the Cannes Lions Cannes Film Festival. BAFTAs, maybe even the Oscars, who knows?
You should be spending £3 to get immediate access to 39 fucking Melchester Odyssey episodes. That's what you should be spending it for.
Yeah.
You goons. Idiots. They'll be coming along soon for the...
Melchester Rovers is the best stuff, is the best fun thing we've done.
But that's going to be starting free for everyone in about 4 weeks, and they'll find out then, they'll realise they've been a mug for missing out for so long. But that's life, innit? That's life.
It's always too late. By the time you realise you've been a mug, it's always too late, isn't it?
Yeah, you've always been stitched up.
So I told you about the time I got mugged off. I got mugged off, the worst mugging off I've ever experienced, really. Real mugging off. Was I was working, I had a job in, so, oh, it was during my period as editor-in-chief of Britain's best and only men's CD-ROM magazine, Enter.
Would you believe that I could actually see my copy of Enter from here?
Have you in your disk drive
yet? It's just across there. No, it's still shrink wrapped.
There's some all right stuff on there, I think. You know, on issue one, we interviewed Gerry Adams.
You said you mentioned that, yeah. Oh god,
Kylie, Gerry Adams. Oh, we had them all. Anyway. I've been working really late and I was really tired and disorientated, and I think I'd had a couple of desk cans as well.
Yeah.
Which, you know, back in those days in the old men's magazine game, desk cans were pretty standard, right, once it got past 6 p.m. So I've been on the desk cans, I'd locked up the office on my own, I'd walked across the street to the NatWest cash point opposite, and I was, it being Soho, even though it was late, it was quite busy. And I was standing in a line for this cash point, and as I got to the front and blearily started to type in my number and withdraw the money, I felt...
Would you like £5 or £10?
Exactly. I would you like a cheque? I had a tap on my shoulder. I looked round and some bloke was standing there, and he pointed at the floor and went, "Is that yours?" And I looked down and there was 20 quid on the floor, right? Mm-hmm. And I went, and I was sort of, rather than just saying no, I sort of went, I don't know, it might be. And he went, "I think I just saw it fell out of your pocket." So I said, "Oh, right." So I bent down and picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I stood back up again, I returned to my business at the cash point, only to find that the card and the money had gone.
Ooh.
And I turned back again to see the guy who tapped me on the shoulder, and he had disappeared into thin air. So I thought, fuck, what's going on here? Well, I found out because I spoke to the old bill about it, and they said, yeah, this is a scam that's been going on around Soho. Basically what happens is that one bloke is in the... There was a phone box behind me, and what he did was he watched me from behind and he followed, as I punched in my PIN number, he followed the sequence, the movements of my hand on the phone pad in the phone box. See what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah.
So, because it's the same layout of numbers.
Yeah.
So if he saw me go up one, across two, down one, he just followed it, right?
Yeah.
And that typed in the number that he reckoned that I had done. At that point, I do the withdrawal, and just to the point of it, you remember your card comes out before your money, doesn't it, right? That is when his mate taps me on the shoulder, says, is that 20 quid yours, right? And then a third cunt, who stood behind me in the line, as I bend down to pick up the 20 quid, he leans forward, nicks my cash card, and the three of them all disappear in different directions, meet up round the corner, and before I know what the fuck's going on and cancel my card,
you're getting
they
rinsed.
clean out my cash withdrawal. Anyway, I was so impressed by this that I couldn't even be angry. I was this is a sensational grift, and I doff my cap to you. It was actually a security guard in my office who I went back across the street. I don't know why I wanted to remonstrate with him. And he was an old man, and it quickly became clear he was a racist man. He goes, I'll tell you, that'll be Croatians. And I went, Croatians. Who? And he went, Croatians. London's full of them now. They're up to all sorts of scams.
Croatians from Croatia.
Yeah, that was it. Do you mean like Davos Suka and Alan Boxic? Yeah, that's them. The cunts in the checkerboard shirts. Yeah, so that was... I've never felt so mugged off. And yeah, it was hard to be angry. Mm. And in the end, HSBC gave me my money back anyway. So it was,
in a way, it was
worth it for the anecdote.
I was going to say, you could have used it in an edition or a disc... or whatever it is of the magazine as well, couldn't you, for content?
I think I probably would have done how not to get... You know, there's always how-tos in men's magazines.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how not to get mugged off. Or I might have flipped it around and said, how to mug people off at the cash point. Number one, get two mates. Ideally, Croatians, because they're good at this sort of thing, but it could be anyone.
Yeah.
Right? But I think, unfortunately, as I have said, sadly and unfairly, Enter only lasted two... editions/discs before it went broke.
And I've got 50% of the money to try and track down the other one.
What one have you got? Have you got Lisa
Snowden?
I've got
the first one.
Amanda Holden.
It's Amanda Holden. First one.
Yeah.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Yep. I'll tell you that Amanda Holden was furious about me running that picture because it wasn't a shoot she did for us. It was a shoot that she'd done for a well-known photographer of the time, who's Scouse, actually, and he goes to me, I was definitely trying to arrange a celebrity photo shoot for issue one, but that's hard when you're a brand new mag that no one's heard of and you're on a CD-ROM. Right. So I was struggling a bit and I went to see him and he went, listen, lad, I tell you what I got, something that I haven't told many people about, but for the right price, it's yours. And he literally opened the door, opened the drawer of his desk, right? And in it, he had these, like, in a brown envelope, he had these black and white prints of a younger Amanda Holden all done up in stockings and suspenders. And I was like, fucking hell, is that Amanda Holden? And she had just become famous in a sitcom on ITV. A school, right. it was. I can't remember what it was called, but that was her first sort of taste of fame, and she was in the tabloids because she was with Les Dennis or what have you. And I went, fucking hell, that's Amanda Holden all done up in stockings and suspenders and that. And he went, yeah. He went, I did this as a test shoot with her when she was younger. He went, I mean, by the way, listeners, I'm not saying younger. Young. She was like in her 20s. But he goes, you know, before she was famous. He went, and they never run anywhere. They were just a test shoot. He went, but now that she's suddenly become famous, I'm thinking they're worth something. And I said, yeah, do you have the rights? Yeah, sure, I'll buy these and put them on the front cover. And then we got an interview with her as well. But I don't think that she knew when she did the interview that we were going to run her picture on the cover. And she went apeshit, and her publicist sent me a letter, like, threatening me and condemning me and suggesting legal action. Now, I look back on that and I think, yeah, they were right to be fucked off. That was out of order. And also, you know, fucking hell, I don't feel particularly great about the whole lad mag girls in their knickers stuff anyway, to be honest. But, you know, it was different times is what we're
it was.
Write
I mean,
now,
it reminds me a bit, you were talking there about the magazines had lots of how-to stuff. When I was working at Front Magazine for a while, the editor was very keen to have lots of that how-to stuff. And he said, I want it to become more educational. Sort of, you know, to teach young men how to live and all that sort of thing.
Right.
And then within a few months, we realised that what the readers really wanted was tattooed girls in their knickers, sort of slightly left field emo.
Yeah, that was Front's thing, wasn't it? That was when it got really good.
Yeah,
because it was a bit of a sort of a rip off lad mag, and then suddenly it found its own voice.
Got its
and
own
a lot
voice.
Of that was
yeah.
About, yeah. Yeah.
And then it closed. And then Kelvin McKenzie bought it.
Oh, well, that's what happens to everyone in the end.
Yeah, Kelvin McKenzie buys you.
Kelvin McBigface gets involved, and then you know that's the fucking death knell. She was right. But the point of the story is, they were right, I was wrong, I was young and naive, and they were well within their rights to be fucked off about the whole incident. But the funny thing about it is that the only reason I remember that, because it's, yeah, fucking hell, the amount of legal threats I've had over the years, you know, it's hard for any of them to stand out. The reason I remember
you
that
one... You
keep
them all in a binder in your spare room, something like that.
The reason I remember that one in particular is because I must have mentioned it to my mum at the time, and my mum has held it personally against Amanda Holden ever since.
Good, she's quite like, right.
She's like, that fucking Amanda Holden, I saw her on Britain's Got Talent. She sits there like butter wouldn't melt. She's a fucking cow. And I say to her now, Mum, look, that was a long time ago. And she was actually well within her rights to be fucked off that I dug up these pictures and run them without her consent. Right? And she won't have it. She fucking hates Amanda
Holden. She crossed the Delaneys.
Yeah.
No one crosses the Delaneys and it gets forgotten about.
Get out of my pub, Holden.
I mean, when it comes to cash points, I've got a procedure now that I stick to.
Yeah.
To avoid that sort of thing going on. I've got a stance where I widen myself and make myself as big as possible. And
the
while
Dawson
I'm going,
stance.
The Dawson stance. And while I'm going through the procedure, I'll look to my left after 3 seconds and shout, "Fuck off!" And then I look behind me 3 seconds later and I shout, "Fuck off!" And then I look to my right and I shout, "Fuck off!" And I repeat that while I'm doing the whole thing. I think if you present an aggressive
that's
front,
really good.
You're not going to get scammed or robbed. So that's always worked.
You know what? This is what this feels like it's leading to is a series of video how-tos for the IFS. Life
I think
skills.
It might be. Yes.
Top
by various.
Machine life skills. Because I could do a tea making masterclass.
Mm.
You could do cash point procedure.
Yeah.
We've got loads of things we can
do. Yeah,
it
could be either by ourselves or by some of the regular characters that have appeared on this podcast.
I could do a digging masterclass.
Oh, yeah. It could be something worth thinking about, isn't it? Definitely. Definitely.
IFS only, though. So if you like the sound of this, get yourselves onto patreon.com/toplighttimemachine.
And that message was especially for the fella who complained recently about us plugging the IFS now and again. Fuck you, pal.
What a cunt.
Trying to make a fucking living here, son.
Right, you know what I haven't done this week? It's been a busy week, so not only have I not yet done the newsletter, which I will over the weekend, I haven't done a new chapter of Space Robbers, which is really disappointing, because last week's chapter went down really well.
Yeah, it's been a half-term week, though, Sam. You know, everything's in flux and turmoil, so this is
absolutely
what it's like for
right.
us dads. So, I mean, we did promise the cunters we'd be doing Top Flight Time Machine out and about today. but we just couldn't get the logistics to work, so we'll do that next week.
Half term, any school holidays is always a bad time.
You're lucky you get anything during school holiday from us, I mean, to be honest.
We've done quite well. I mean, this is the fourth podcast I've done in the car this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is why probably the sound is appalling. But, well, even that, once that's because my kids are in my house.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't need to hear Dad talking about this sort of stuff, do they?
Talking about pictures of Amanda Holden.
Yeah, the knickers. So I found these pictures, right, of Amanda Holden. They were in some sleazy scarce photographer's bottom drawer.
He had them in his drawer.
I paid him top dollar for them. Because I was flogging this CD-ROM, wouldn't I?
Oh, hi, God.
Kids. Yeah, make the best of your lives.
Study hard. Follow your dreams.
Remember all the values that I've tried to instill you with, children.
Oh, God, what are we doing?
Daddy's turned into a pig man again. It's like an alter ego, kids. The real daddy is me when I'm being nice and preaching my champagne socialism to you. The bad daddy is when you hear me snorting like a pig and talking about sexy ladies I paid for pictures of them, the pretty girls I paid money to in the old days.
To make the money that built the house that you're living in now.
Oh, terrible. But, you know, like going back to the reflections on my dad's 80 years, none of us are perfect. We are all human. We are all flawed. We are all trying our best, but we all make mistakes. And that's as true of myself as it is of my dad, although much less so of myself.
Yeah.
I've made less mistakes and a better father. That's true. But the principle still applies.
Definitely. I was going to say something, I forgot what it was. Fucking hell. Oh, yeah. I can imagine this could apply to me as well. You know, when we're older and possibly when we've gone, our children will want to look back at our lives and what we achieved. And they'll listen to these podcasts for the first time.
Oh, no.
Let's listen to those podcasts that Dad did, that he did so many of that we couldn't be bothered to listen to them.
He loved them, and it was such a...
He spoke so fondly of them.
It was such a source of pride, and he was so passionate about it, and he put so much of himself into it. Yeah, what I do is, when I'm stood at the cash point, I just turn to my right and shout, "Fuck off!" And then I turn to my left and shout, "Fuck off!" And they're like, Oh dear. I always was under the impression that it was something slightly more meaningful than this.
You never know. You never know. In future generations, everyone might do that at the cash point. So,
this
you know.
Is our legacy. This is our legacy. Kids, if it's the future, kids or grandchildren, if it's the future and you're listening to Grandpappy Sam now and feeling a bit ashamed of your genetic links to him, don't be, because all you need to know is I'm quite happy sat out here in the street in my car, in my slippers, in a car on a Friday morning talking to my friend in Sunderland about these important matters of the day. And also, where you are, it's the future, and you've probably had to develop gills so you can live underwater because planet Earth has died as we know it. Right, and so it's a whole different world you're living in. But you have to understand, in 2020, the things that I'm talking about are actually things to be very proud of.
Yeah.
So just get your context right, kids. That's all I'm saying.
Fucking get over yourselves.
Yeah.
Basically.
You little pricks.
Yeah. Hey, before we go, let's do the predictions for the weekend, Sam.
Okay.
Here we go. The Chelsea-Man United match, nobody got anything correct in that one. Monday night, nobody could have seen Manchester United winning 2-0.
Not even
results.
It's impossible. No.
But let's see what we've got coming up this weekend. First of all, the random fixture generator blob has farted out Burnley versus Bournemouth. So do you want to go first on that
fixture.
One?
I'm going to say that will be 1-0 Burnley.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say the same, 1-0 Burnley. It might not be, but results bot also says 1-0. Because that's what he does. He says 1-0 to all the home fixtures. Second one, equally tedious, it's Crystal Palace versus Newcastle. I'll have first crack at this. I don't know, 1-1 probably. Fuck knows, don't even care.
Palace 2, Newcastle 1.
Palace 2, Newcastle 1. Then we've got, again, it's very rudimentary, this one. It's Sheffield United versus Brighton.
Fucking hell. I'm going to say 2-0 Sheffield United.
2-0 Sheffield United, says Sam, even though he didn't need to go first. Too late. And I'm going to go for, again, 1-0. 1-0 Sheffield United. Okay. Finally, onto our own teams, Liverpool versus West Ham. Hot on the heels of Manchester City versus West Ham, Sam.
I know, fucking hell. You go first.
Liverpool versus West Ham. Oh, I'm going to go, I think just 2-0. I think Liverpool just do the job and get out of there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they beat us at the London Stadium a few weeks ago, 2-0. City beat us 2-0 because Moyes is setting up to, it's an interesting approach where it's like he accepts defeat beforehand, but he thinks it's a victory to only lose by two. Mm-hmm. And he successfully pulled that out. And you know the way Moyes is, he will definitely say that and go, I set out to lose both games 2-0. That's what I did.
And keep the goal difference down.
I can only be proud of that. I think there's a lot of teams who'd be absolutely delighted with those kind of results against.
Yeah, we knew we had
quality.
No chance. I knew we had no chance of winning, but we wanted to keep the goal difference down. So I think that as a positive.
That is precisely what his thinking is, and West Ham fans are furious with him about it. But in some, and I'm disappointed. It's not what I want to hear, but at the same time, I can see the logic. Because, you know, beating them is difficult. And not only is there a goal difference, there's also, if you get taunt 6-0, it's really hard for the players to pick themselves up in the next match. That being said, I do think we'll lose this one 2-0. There's a lot of appetite for West Ham to get rid of Moyes now and replace him.
It looks to me a lot like what he did at Sunderland. He came in and within about 6 weeks he was saying we're in a relegation battle. Even though he'd inherited a team that had lost four in the previous 19 Premier League games and was on the up and was pointing in the right direction. And if he realises early on that there's nothing he can do, it's a damage limitation for him and his reputation. And I think it's exactly the same again here. I've seen it before.
The thing is, there's always something you can do.
Of course there is.
Always. I mean, really shit teams have avoided relegation. Our fucking squad is packed with bloody multi-million pound superstar forwards. I mean, there is a collection of decent players there, and something's not going right. I mean, to be fair, he took over a team that wasn't going in the right direction. I think Pellegrini needed to go, but he, if anything, has taken West Ham backwards. He's taken a shit team and taken them backwards.
He's done it before. I was surprised when he got you out of it last time when he was there, because he'd been at Sunderland before that, and I thought you'd be nailed on to go down. But somehow he cobbled together a decent-ish team and got you out of it. But
Arnautović had this one 6 month period where he looked like a fucking world beater. Right? Yeah. He looked like, I thought, he should be playing in the Champions League, this fella. And that was one masterstroke that Moyes pulled off. He took over, and Arnautović had signed for us a few months previously and looked shit, and he'd been playing out on the left wing. And Moyes got him and stuck him up as a lone forward. That was Moyes' idea. And he immediately became brilliant, right? And he scored in practically every game. And it was him and him alone, really, that kept West Ham up. That's what happened. Yeah. And he hasn't been able to do that with anyone so far in this spell. So it looks like we're going down. Yeah, hey, guys, for more on this, why not tune into my new West Ham podcast, You Irons, in association with The Athletic.
Very good. Good plug. And hey, while you're about it, there's still a few tickets left for Atletico Mince in Birmingham this Sunday night for the 9 p.m. show. And there's only about 10 tickets left, and it's really bugging me. So come along, buy them
all.
That's
weird.
Or I'll buy them and give them away to tramps. Sunderland versus Bristol Rovers.
Sunderland versus Bristol Rovers.
You can go first.
I've no idea how good Bristol Rovers are, so I'm going to say 1-0 to Sunderland.
Sam says 1-0 to Sunderland. I think this will be 2-1 to Sunderland. There we are. I've got nothing more to say about that. Wigan versus Millwall is the last one. Result spots team. Of course, he is programmed to predict a 1-0 win to Wigan, but he feels no emotion, so.
Okay, what do you say?
I think this will be 1-0 to Wigan.
Okay, I will say it is 2-1 to Wigan.
2-1 to Wigan, right. And the predictions are now locked in. There we are. That's it for this episode, Sam.
That's it. It's been it's been fun. We've learnt a lot. So have all of the punters. Subscribe to the IFS. Watch our film. It is by... I mean, if you don't believe us, just look on social media. Everyone who's seen it is saying that it's better than Parasite, which I would say it easily is. Parasite was disappointing, if anything.
Was it? I haven't seen it yet, but...
No, I mean, it's good. It's good, but it doesn't rock your world in the way that you imagine it should do.
In the way that
it's
On the Cleanse
does. That's a good film.
Yeah,
no, it's not, nothing. It doesn't make you reassess your fucking worldview like On the Coins does.
Yeah, and I'll be looking out for the Dawson Stance at Cashpoint Machines across the land this weekend as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
While
Send
I'm on
us
tour.
A picture or a video if you manage to do it this weekend. Get one of your mates to film it. We'd love to see it.
Good stuff. There we are. Thanks for listening, everyone. TTFN dickheads.
Yeah, keep it cunty.
Just rest.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.